Hello and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Goff, and today we have a very special guest all the way from sunny Florida. He's a comedian, he's a ventriloquist, he's an impressionist. There's nothing this man can't do. He's a very good friend of mine. It's voice tosser, Mark James. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, Goff. Thanks so much for having me, man.
Hey, look, it is absolutely my pleasure. I've been looking forward to this all week. I got to tell you, honestly, it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, for those people who don't know anything about Mark James, why don't you give us a little bit of the Mark James story?
Oh, that'll be super quick. There's literally nothing to know about Mark James.
All right, and that was the Beer Nuts Productions podcast for this week. No,
So I was born and raised in Miami, Florida. And I was born in 62, and pretty soon I started watching television. And it was around the time, thank God, that Ed Sullivan was still on the air. And I got to enjoy like 2 years of watching Ed Sullivan and watching all the comedians and the ventriloquist in particular. And I was just mesmerized, man, how they could make those little guys talk. And so I knew that was what I wanted to do. It was in my blood. And then the rest is history.
And who were some of those little comedy heroes growing up? Who were the ones that you just were like, wow? So,
a big television mentor for me was, so comedian-wise was Flip Wilson. And then event-wise, there was Willie Tyler, Jimmy Nelson, Edgar Bergen, Russ Lewis blew me away on the Ed Sullivan Show. And just a lot of greats and just seeing them over and over and over. And as I'm watching television, I'm actually studying. And so I picked up the art and never looked back.
And are you one of those, like, fast forward to today, are you one of those guys that jump on YouTube and just look up all those old clips and just really get a kick out of it?
Yeah, I do. So I do that sometimes because when I don't, I miss it. And especially in this period we're in now, right?
Yeah.
So we're in this pandemic, so it's very difficult. So I've got time to do that, right? So I do look up friends and look up old, people who have come and gone, just the greats, man. And they're classic. You just get the same reward out of it when you watch them. They're a sheer delight.
And when you say you sort of learnt from watching TV, can you take us through, because obviously ventriloquism isn't the easiest thing in the world. So I would imagine actually it would be a very hard thing to learn. How, by watching them, did you pick it up?
So I picked it up watching them by watching the ventriloquist. And what people will do, obviously, which is good, because you can tell we're doing our job as ventriloquists. If they're looking at the dummy, then you're doing your job well, right?
Yeah.
So they typically give you a few seconds, right? And they look at you and make sure that you're going to deliver. And then they start paying attention to the character. So you really got to put a lot of layers in your characters, right? So I would just look at them, just nonverbals, body movement of the character, how they would seemingly be able to move their body if it were a soft puppet or a hard puppet. It's more difficult with a traditional ventriloquist dummy. But just the patter, the different voices, the lip control. And then I got an album, God rest, he's gone now, but the great Jimmy Nelson. And I got his album, Instant Ventriloquist. Instant Ventriloquism, most of us learned on his album.
Wow.
And it was phenomenal. I was a kid in Miami. I was going to school. When I got home, man, I tore that album up. I played it every single day. So Instant Ventriloquism, Jimmy Nelson, and what a great and beloved guy he was.
Would you still recommend that for any young kids that are listening who are interested in this sort of thing? Would you still recommend them checking out that, getting their hands on that recording?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I can imagine it's somewhere easy to find nowadays in 2020, right? So yeah. Jimmy Nelson, Instant Ventriloquism, and then he did Jimmy Nelson, Advanced Ventriloquism, when you're a little further into the game. But it meant the world to me. And that was back in the day, right? We didn't have a lot of, we didn't have MTV. We didn't have a lot of, we didn't have computers like this, right? We didn't have YouTube.
Yeah.
So it was literally, for ventriloquists, it was literally their bedroom, a mirror, and that record.
Well,
it sounds really sad. And yes, I did not have a lot of girlfriends. That's fine. But I was busy.
I was busy. Well, let's go through your character. Well, a few of your characters. I'm curious in regards to how they get created, as in like their personality and their voice. Like, can you take us through one of your characters and take us through how the development process of making them come alive?
Yeah, so I've got three main characters, right, that are my mainstays now on the show. And I just think about, I think about what I want as a performer. So I definitely want diversity. I want variety, right? And then I want, you know, what are they about? So I think about not just buying a figure. And most of us, you know, we live on the creative side, right?
Yep.
But we're not all figure makers. We don't make our own figures. We typically go out and try to find the people who are the best at what they do. And then we order them. But we order them to specs. We do drawings. We talk back and forth. No, not this way. I really want the hair this way. Not that nose. You really go through it because you want them to be original to you, you know?
Absolutely.
And just, so you got to think about voices. You got to think about in your mind. So the way I do it is just, it's all mental. It's just, you know, what does this person look like in my mind? And then try to relay that through conversation and sketches and that and come up with that product. Then when you have them, it's awkward for a good while and you're back to the mirror. And then you just work on that voice. You work on that character, whether it's a male or female. And it takes time, right? It takes time on the boards. You just go up every time and then suddenly you're years into it. And these guys are really fluid to you, right? It's like you really know them, right? And if I can, Goff, real quick, I have the three mainstays. Just want to say a quick hello to you.
Hey, I would love to chat to them. Absolutely.
Okay, they're just going to say hi real quick. So my female character, this is my fox in the box. Her name is Maddie Schmeckenfutz.
And I have met Maddie briefly years and years and years and years ago. And how is Maddie going?
Oh, it's been a while. Is that Goff?
It's Goff.
Hello, darling.
And how are you?
How are you?
Oh, look, I'm all the better for seeing you.
Oh, it's very good to see you. He's such a saucy Aussie.
Yes.
Would you like to see my lamb from down under?
All right, listen, we're not going to do that.
No.
You're too much.
You're too little.
That's
good to see you, Goff. Hey, good to see you.
It's wonderful to see you, Maddie.
Oh, call me, darling. Isn't he marvelous?
Yes. I'm going to put you down.
Okay, easy.
All right.
Easy.
Your
finger out of my ass.
Never mind. There we are. And then I also have a character. He's kind of a homeless guy, but a great personality. And his name is Mr. Charlie. So I want to make sure he said hi to you.
Absolutely. So for those folks at home.
Oh, my God. Hey, can you see me, Goff?
Yeah, no, I've got you. Absolutely, Charlie. How you doing?
I'm good. Do you actually play golf?
Do I play golf?
Do you play golf?
Well.
His name is Goff.
Not that golf. No, it's a different golf.
Oh. And I thought maybe he played golf.
No.
Look
at
this. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. What do you think?
And she's awesome.
And how have you been, Charlie? What's been happening in the world of you?
In the world of me, I live, you know, on the corner of feast and famine. So not a lot going on there. This guy took me in. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Got a sandwich?
I don't.
Are you a ladies' man by any chance, Charlie? Because you strike me as a fella that would do well with the ladies.
You know what I typically do when it's Hug the Homeless Day. So when Hug the Homeless Day comes around, I get real busy.
Well, let's hope that day comes tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yes.
I got my Woody.
Never mind. Look at me. Yeah. Listen, you say goodbye?
Okay.
All right.
You got any beer nuts?
No beer nuts.
No. Does he have a Red Bull?
He doesn't have a Red Bull.
No. My impression of Goff, having a Red Bull.
Go ahead.
Yes.
They're not the boss of me.
All right, you're a nut.
So are you. All right. See you later, Polly. All right. Watch out, son.
Never mind. All right. Okay, there you are. And I got one more. He's my bluesman. He's from Memphis, Tennessee. It's a Beale Street bluesman, Mr. Johnny Memphis.
Johnny Memphis.
Johnny.
I've never met Johnny Memphis before.
Hey, go with that, baby. Go on, man.
All right, give me a little blues.
I'll get a little taste.
Go ahead. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Go ahead. All right. Here we go. Johnny Memphis. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
I love the way you walk. I love the way you talk. When you talk, death talk. And you walk,
dead walk. You knocked me out, right off my feet, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Banging a bang, bang, bang. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah! Yeah! Looking at the dog, get on. That's all right. There we go.
Well, that was
welcome to the guys.
It was great to meet them all, Mark, I must say. So getting back with those three characters, going back to your process, do you come up with, you were saying sort of you come up with the voice and the character first and then you do the dummy. Is that sort of the basic overview?
Yeah, you hit it on the head. That's a good thing to do. I have made the mistake in the past, which we have all been there. It's, when we go to the ventriloquist convention, you know, and there's dealer's rooms and you see all these great characters, right?
Yeah.
The real mistake is when you get excited and you buy a character and then try to build that personality around them.
Doesn't work?
I've done that. It never works. It just comes off stunted. It just does not work. I've been there, done that, but it's better to think about who you want to work with and have that character created.
That's really good advice, man. That's really good advice. Now, one thing that I'm curious to get your opinion on, because obviously in America in the 1980s and then into the 90s, there was a massive comedy club boom. And then just through the 2000s, it's died right away. And now, obviously, with the pandemic, I'm a little bit afraid that when we come out the other side of all of this, there's just going to be no comedy venues, nowhere to go and see live comedy. Is that sort of a fear that you have as well? Do you share that belief or are you a little bit different?
No, I don't. I'm more optimistic than that. But I'll tell you, I had, it's been a long time, right? I've been spent a lot of time at home, as we all have. And I have headliner friends that actually do a marvelous job at this virtual market, you know, these virtual gigs.
Yep.
And they will package something like you. They have a studio or they don't. They'll package something up. They'll send it to the client and they're still working. I don't have that personality to do that. And I've shared that with friends of mine is, hey, I'm loving that you're doing that. I can't do virtual. It's a matter of, as all comedians, as you know, it's a matter of timing and it's a matter of instant feedback. Anything I do now, basically my headlining hour is really just an hour of riff. I don't know what I'm going to say when I get up there. And that makes it unique to each audience and it makes it great. So I can't do virtual. I wouldn't come off well. So what I'm leading to is I had a comedy club owner call me 2 weeks ago. I did my first two live performances back on stage as a headliner. And so this comedy club owner was itching to get back. And, in Florida, they opened it up a bit more. It was half an audience. And then they opened it up to everybody. You got to wear a mask in. When you leave, wear a mask. But other than that, if you're sitting at your table, you can enjoy the show.
Yep.
So we filled that small venue both nights. It's a very intimate New York comedy club kind of vibe on St. Pete Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was great. I did two nights. I did a Friday and Saturday. People were ready to laugh again. So I share that with you because I want to say, you know, for comedians, be encouraged because people need to laugh again.
Absolutely.
And as soon as we do get on the other side of this thing, no, I say this thing's going to open up again.
Well, so I'd like to, on the flip side, bars and clubs, because in Australia, there are very few comedy clubs and very few venues now. So I'd encourage people who are listening to this who manage a bar or a club or a venue that if they've got no live entertainment on a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Sunday night, you know, they've got the bands in on a Friday, Saturday, why not think about doing comedy? Maybe you could help me with my pitch and tell people the great benefits of having comedy in your venue.
No, that's great because a lot of bar owners and a lot of restaurant owners, those folks don't necessarily think about that. They don't think about adding that. And then when you say, look, I'll tell you what, this is on me. Give me 5 minutes. And then you do 5 minutes and just really have the crowd going and they're loving it. But they can't see that till they see it. And it can't be a video. It can't be a recommendation. And you just get up there and give them 5 free minutes. And then they just go, okay, wow, I didn't know that there was a market in my restaurant or my bar for that. Usually it's all music, right? Or karaoke. And then just open their minds to it. But yeah, no, I think that's a great point is those that don't see it as a part of it, you know, help them to see that it could be a great part of it. And by the way, the whole sell is we have got to laugh again.
Absolutely.
And we do.
Absolutely. And I'm always of the opinion you appeal to people's greed. So if you tell them that you can keep people in their venue for an extra 90 minutes drinking alcohol and money over the bar by just getting a couple of comics on and doing some hilarious material and making the punters happy and laugh, then why wouldn't you do it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, I'm thinking about the laughter. You're thinking about sucking everything out of his wallet. But I get
See, that's why you and I make such a great team. You're like the good guy.
Right.
You're the good angel. I'm the bad angel on the shoulder.
Yeah, we're called rich and poor.
Now, one little story before we go, I have to tell folks, I've known Mark for a very, very long time. We met in Florida, down touring around Clearwater and St. Pete's Beach and all of those places down in Florida. And Mark invited me out one evening. I've got to tell this story, Mark, because it's my favorite Mark James story.
Yes.
And we were having, as Mark described them, glasses of fun. Is that a fair statement?
Yes. The bouncy chairs and the glasses of fun.
Absolutely. And so as one does after they've had a few glasses of fun, I needed to, go to the bathroom. So Mark said, well, I need to go as well. So we went to the bathroom. We're standing at the urinals doing our thing, as men do. And Mark decided, for reasons that we've still not discovered, that he would do his best Sammy Davis Jr. Candyman. Do you just want to give the folks at home just a quick line so they can understand what I was listening to while I was taking a piss?
So I had golf in the restroom, and I had this other gentleman to my right in the restroom, and out of nowhere, of course, and I don't know why I did it. And I was impressed that golf knew who Sammy Davis Jr. was, right? So everyone's doing their business. It's super quiet. And I just start, I'm at the urinal, and I just start with, lay it on him, George.
Who can make a rainbow? Dip it in some dew. Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The Candyman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Candyman can. Lay it on him, George.
and the golf lost it.
The best part was when Mark finished, the other dude gave him the rounds of applause after.
Yes, and before they washed their hands, so I got a little splashy splash on me, but still.
it was
a great reception.
Yeah, but see, we're comedians, we're whores, we do anything for a laugh.
That's right, but that was priceless, and I still to this day tell that story.
It was the best time I've had in a male bathroom, I have to tell you, Mark.
And the acoustics were phenomenal.
Well, look, thank you. Actually, before we go, Mark, where can people find you? So if they want to know more about Mark James or book you for an event or anything of that nature, what's your website address? Where can people hit up Mark James?
So I'll tell you this right now, we're doing, because of everything that's happened, I've taken the site down, but it's markjameslive.com. It is not up right now. I did take it down. We're looking at some new footage, particularly those two nights that I just did 2 weeks ago that are in the can. So it will be back up. There is an old tape. I got to admit it to you. There's an old tape. Don't judge me on that. But if you went to Google and type voice tosser Mark James, that's going to come up. That was an old, old promo. I don't know if you ever remembered Harvey the Bear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was working with him.
I loved Harvey the Bear. I think he was my favorite of yours when I was working with you. He was my favorite of your characters.
Yes, yeah, so it's Ramon. It's Ramon the Mexican Possum. It's Harvey the Bear. And it's the mask bit I do at the end where I put a ventriloquist mask on a volunteer.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, old footage, but you'll find that from Google, Voice Tosser Mark James. And again, Mark James Live and VoiceTosser.com will be back up. Again, in the state we're in, I just want to make sure it's perfect before I come back up.
Well, folks at home, I suggest you just Google Mark James up, Voice Tosser Mark James, or check out the website. And if it's not there, then go back the next day. It might be there then. So by the time this drops, because we'll drop it in a little bit to give you a bit of a chance to get the website up and happening. So please, everybody, make sure you check this man out. He is hilarious. And if you do see him advertised in a comedy club near you, make sure you buy a ticket and go check him out, because I promise you it's one of the funniest shows you will ever see. He's a very, very funny man, and you'll love every second of it. So thank you so much for joining me on the episode today, Mark. I really do appreciate it.
Hey, absolutely, Pally. It's been an absolute delight. It's great talking to you, and you guys may finally meet me in your local urinal. So if you hear Sammy Davis Jr., wherever you're eating, That's me.
That's it. Don't call the police. It's just Mark trying to amuse somebody else taking a piss.
Just Mark performing in the pisser.
It's his number one venue. So ladies, ladies and gentlemen, that has been the Beer Nuts Productions podcast for this week. My name is Goff. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a friendly comment in the comment section of whatever podcast app you are listening to this in. And of course, beernutsproductions.com is where you go for all your entertainment needs. That's beernutsproductions.com. Until next time. See you then!